Responding to questions from lawmakers in a weekly question time session in Zimbabwe's National Assembly, Mufumira said government is worried about the ruling that has so far seen more than 700 workers thrown out of employment since its delivery last Friday. Kwazana East lawmaker Nelson Chamisa was the first to question Mufumira about the Supreme Court judgment. Mufumira said government is talking with its TNF partners with a view to come up with a position that is favorable to all parties. Mufumira added that government was in the process of amending labor laws in the country.
We want a win-win situation. When we are talking about tripartism, it's equality. Not that one is a master of the other one. The judgment is being reviewed by the Attorney General and the other legal departments within government, and we'll come up with a position shortly.
But as Mfumira was in the National Assembly, the Zimbabwe Labour Centre condemned the ruling, said it had provided an opportunity for employers to get rid of workers. Centre Board Director and University of Zimbabwe Law Lecturer Munyaradzi Gwisai told journalists that the judgment is a big blow to workers.
It does away with the entire core of labor law that has been built in this country since 1980, what was called the Employment Act number. But the ultimate real solution is that the working class cannot expect their deliverance from former judges. The working class cannot expect their deliverance from autocratic dictatorships that have rigged and stolen elections for the last 35 years.
He added the judgment had opened gates for workers to be hired on cheap labor and to be dismissed cheaply. He further said permanent employment was no longer guaranteed in Zimbabwe. Though the centre called on President Robert Mugabe to intervene, Gwisai said there is need for finding more solutions to this labour crisis.
Liberation and emancipation for the working class is an act of self-liberation.
The judgment by the Supreme Court was delivered after two former Zoa Petroleum managers, Don Nyamande and Kingston Donga, challenged the termination of their contracts by their employer. Apart from the indigenization law, investors have over the years complained about the country's labor laws, saying they overly protect employees. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.